Portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today, restore our freedom. Restore our freedom. Are you concerned about the liberties that we have that's being lost? Are you concerned about the freedoms that we've enjoyed for 244 years? And as we now on the eve of the celebration of our Independence Day, July the 4th celebration, celebrating 244 years of Americans' liberties and freedoms and our constitutional republic, are you concerned about the loss of that? I'm saying to you, our listeners, we need to stand up, speak up, act up, be heard, be visible, be vigilant, even today, or we're going to lose our constitutional liberties. We're watching as 2% or less, 2% or less, in total control of 98% of us in America today. We're watching our Republicans that are supposed to be conservative, watching them in total dead silence as this takes place, doing nothing. As our national heritage and historical monuments are destroyed, wiping out our history, dictator mayors and governors imposing radical Marxist rules and executive orders. And we need to say, ladies and gentlemen, we need our freedoms restored. Our liberties need to be restored. And yet, through these executive orders, most have not asked the question, are these things that I ought to do? Ladies and gentlemen, churches are now under constant control of the new form of government where it's all, well, all it takes is illegal executive orders to shut down all churches, and they're given piecemeal strict regulations to operate at all. So the question begs to be asked and demands to be answered, are executive orders legal? Should we bow and listen? I'm not talking about disobeying the law. I've had those to challenge me before and say, well, you know, God gives us government. And as a result of that, Romans chapter 13 comes into play. We need to bow and bend. Peter said we ought to obey God rather than man. We need to understand if it's an illegal, unconstitutional law, we need to be wise enough as Christians, as conservatives in particular, to say, no. Here's an article, ladies and gentlemen, says executive orders are not laws. COVID-19 has shined some important light on the tendency of government to do as our founding fathers warned, stretch and reach and overreach and tread into places it doesn't belong. And as executive orders come fast and furious from governors' mansions around the nation, it's high time for us to remember orders are not laws. They should be challenged by the people. They should be held as unconstitutional muster. They should be challenged and debated and fought over because they threaten the very foundation of America's free society. America is not a kingdom, but rather a system of limited government where rule of law, meaning the Constitution, guides us, not mob mentality, or worse, fear. And public servants are just that, beholden to the citizenry, we the people. Executive orders bypass that system. They're not duly passed laws elected by elected representatives, by the people. They're not pieces of legislation that are openly debated, discussed, and voted upon in ways to keep elected people accountable to the people. They don't give the voters a chance to express yay or nay. They don't allow the people to hold the ultimate power. Truly, really, if viewed through the lens of our founding fathers and the intent of our Constitution, they hold very little legal weight at all. In fact, they are outright blots to the system of limited government America is supposed to represent. Nobody knows that better than the government sources issuing these orders. The whole executive order system relies on complicit and coward citizenry being too blown over by the government to question or to challenge or to fight back. Ladies and gentlemen, therein lies the danger. We're watching this take place where most of what is happening today is based on executive orders. The executive orders are being carried out by the governors and the mayors where they close the business doors and government orders under the pretense of COVID-19 must allow the businesses to be locked up, of course, for our safety. Here's an article from Matt Staver, Liberty Counsel. Many facts being published about COVID-19 have turned out to be a little more than fear-mongering to create panic for most of the country. Now, new reports are surfacing that prove the much publicized sharp rise in COVID-19 cases is just more fake news. Now, listen, this is coming from Matt Staver, Liberty Counsel. This is coming from a constitutional attorney. A recent expose by the Telegraph shows that at least 350,000 tests in the UK had been doubled or triple counted, making the COVID infection rate appear to be grossly higher than in reality. The same thing is happening, listen, same thing is happening in America. The overreporting is due to several reasons. The discrepancy is, in part, is caused by the high number of false positives occurring in COVID testing. In Florida, Avent Health, A-V-E-N-T, Health, which is the state's largest hospital conglomerate and operator of walk-in clinics, recently reported that they had 33,000 false COVID tests just in the state of Florida. Ladies and gentlemen, across America, let me pause for a moment in reading this article. Across America, in all of our states where there's supposed to be the major spike now, it's because of the increased number of tests, and it's because of the fact that some of businesses, as they reopen, are requiring their employees to be tested each day for their protection. That is the business. And each time an employee is tested, that one person is tested each day, that's 7 days, so it's counted as seven new cases of COVID-19. Ladies and gentlemen, I can go on and on and on. It's exponentially running up the numbers that makes it look as though we're having a brand new wave. But proof is, ladies and gentlemen, that that is false, phony, and a lie to control the citizens in America. It's false and phony because the death rate is now under 0.5%, under 0.5%. Check up on 2017, 2018, 2019, and 2020 on the common flu in America, and you'll find that's about the same death rate. And ladies and gentlemen, that's not minusculizing or minimizing the horrific thing of death in that sense. But ladies and gentlemen, we've got 126,800 some odd deaths in America because of COVID-19. Over 50,000 of those is as a result of the government murdering elderly people, eugenics being taking place at the direction of mayors, like with New Jersey and Pennsylvania and New York and others in America, where they forced the ones with COVID-19 to be placed in nursing homes, where nursing homes were unprepared with the proper PPE to take care of them, unprepared with the ventilators, and mixed them with the other citizens in the nursing home, and thus killed the majority of them. That is purposeful murder. And I think that some of the families, by the way, need to go in and file suit against the governors that allowed that and that gave executive orders for that. We're talking about, ladies and gentlemen, the need to restore our freedoms, our liberties in America. Further, in this article by Matt Staver, Liberty Counsel, another reason for the numbers reported are the numbers of positive tests, not the number of new cases. One person can generate multiple tests and thus be reported multiple times. For example, if a person tests positive after getting a nasal swab and a saliva sample, these tests are counted as two cases, even though it is only one case. If the same person repeated these tests and they returned positive, the one person will generate at least four cases as being reported new COVID-19 cases. To be accurate, only the individual new case should be counted, not the number of tests done on the same person. But that is not how the numbers are being calculated and reported. In other words, Matt Staver speaking, ladies and gentlemen, in other words, the COVID-19 reports on the news and the government websites are not counting the number of COVID cases. They're counting the number, listen, the number of COVID tests. Even if these tests are duplicated, tripled, or done many, many more times on the same person, end quote. And many of the medical community here in the United States are sounding the alarm of the numbers that could even be more inflated than what I just described. In many essential services personnel cases, someone with positive COVID test might be tested every day for 7 to 14 days to see when their infection ends. But that report would not show one person. It would report seven positive COVID tests, exponentially increasing the false number that's being reported in the news today. Ladies and gentlemen, the hospitals are not being overwhelmed. The hospitals are not running out of ventilators, or as the New York mayor called it, ventilators. The hospital's not running out of the proper garments to wear or the proper headsets to wear to protect them. Ladies and gentlemen, Matt Staver says the medical community and organizations, government understand the COVID numbers are being inflated. Even CDC now admits the COVID death rate is about the same as that observed of any given influenza year, end quote. Yes, Matt Staver says, state and local government officials continue to claim they need to control us in order to protect us, end quote. Did you hear that? There's the mindset that we have been made to believe in America that the only way that we can be protected is not protecting ourselves, not watching out for ourselves, but having the government to control us in order for the government then, ladies and gentlemen, to protect us. There's a major problem with that. It's called usurping authority, and it's taking over the Constitution and replacing it with a dictatorial dictatorship mindset that is found in the push with Black Lives Matter, which has nothing to do with black lives, but all to do, ladies and gentlemen, with the push to overthrow the United States government and to cause it to be a Marxist organization or government rather than a freedom nation as we have today. For example, when we talk about the COVID-19 test, here's an article that says 33,000 Floridians took COVID-19 tests, may have incorrect results, according to Abbott Health reports. Here's another one. Majority of states now putting people who test positive into their database. For years, Communist China has served as a prime example of what government should not do when it comes to freedom and liberty of citizens. Now, instead of seeing People's Republic of as a cautionary tale, 35 states are apparently using the same haunting actions of the Communist Party as a playbook. That's because if you test positive COVID-19 in this majority of states, you'll find your name in government databases. And ladies and gentlemen, once it goes into the government database, then it has that all of your information for future tracking, for future surveillance, for future quarantining, without your consent or without your knowledge of what is about to take place. And you say, well, you're just talking off the top of your head. No, I'm not. Ladies and gentlemen, Bill Gates and Melinda Gates Foundation, they've already invested over $150 billion in order to send 500 satellites into space with the purpose of being able to read the RFID chips once implanted in the human body under the guise of you being vaccinated for your protection, of course, by the government. That vaccination is on the fast track we're talking about now, and Dr. Fauci start reappearing as the white-coated answer boy for all of the ills of America. And on national television, Dr. Fauci is saying that we may have a COVID-19 vaccination by the end of the year or the first of next year. And, of course, he is on the foundation board of Bill and Melinda Gates, so is Dr. Birx. And he is operating on the basis that we've got to keep America in hysteria, got to keep America in panic, we've got to keep America frightened, we've got to control all Americans, we've got to remove the liberties and the freedoms of Americans so that we can keep them in a posture and a position that they depend on the government for their future health. And of course, listen, if the government can mandate, demand, and by the force of law, force you to wear a mask, they can also force you to be injected with a vaccination that could kill you. Did you hear what I said? We're setting the stage. We're watching the chessmen being put in place for the future tense where the government says, I'm here to help you, and the vaccination is to protect you. Therefore, you don't have a choice. You've got to do so. And ladies and gentlemen, part of the forced wearing of masks is part of that same ploy, that same plot, that same agenda to get us prepared to carry out what the government says when it comes to the vaccination. The question begs to be asked and demands to be answered. Will you surrender? Have you surrendered to the mask wearing? We'll talk about that in a moment, because wearing of a mask is will cause damage to your own immune system. With what has been said by OSHA, what has been determined by the best scientists and the response and the report on masks, I'm going to talk to you about it in just a moment. But here's an article that says, the sheriff says, don't be sheep and blindly cave to the governor's mandate of the mask order. It goes ahead and said the idea of mask orders went national in this past week when the Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden said he would do everything possible to force all Americans to wear face coverings while in the public. And it's a pretty large article. But he says until a vaccine or cure is developed, this is going to be one of the best defensive. Joe Biden said that he would force us all to line up like sheep and be vaccinated. Here's another article that says Musk, that's Elon Musk, urges COVID-19 resist to retest due to ridiculous numbers. Elon Musk is urging everyone who's been tested positive COVID-19 to undergo another examination due to a ridiculous number of false positives in America. And it goes on to talk about the number of false positives across America. And as a result of that, many are put into the database of showing that you've got COVID-19. That's the reason they're encouraging everybody, ladies and gentlemen. It's being encouraged by every governmental agency is to line up, get in your car, sit in the car 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 hours to wait until you can have your nasal swab or your other test made to determine whether or not you're COVID-19. That means you could be asymptomatic. That is that you have the COVID virus pathogen in your system, not telling you, not telling the world, not telling America that it's that same viral aspect, that is same pathogen in the COVID-19 that's also found in the common cold. This is the reason you find today, ladies and gentlemen, and I've done major research on it so I can speak with authority, not as a physician, but to tell you this is the reason the younger generation today, the 25, 30, 35, 40-year-olds, are getting what they call COVID-19. It's not COVID-19. It's the common cold coming out of the same pathogen background when tests are being run. But they're counting it all as COVID, just like all of the deaths have been counted as COVID-19 deaths. One man died, hit his head, was in a coma. His death certificate showed that he died from COVID-19. Another one had died from overuse of alcohol, alcoholic poison. He was shown as COVID-19. Multitudes of doctors, multitudes of those that are doing the autopsies are now finding that there's been major, major deception on the number of COVID deaths in America. And it all has a pattern. It all has a process. It all has a purpose, and that is to keep you and I, keep us frightened to death, to keep us in a position of panic that somehow, some way, we would believe that the government is the only one that has the answer for us. Here's an article that says, government blasted for encouraging people to snitch on churchgoers. Part of the process, ladies and gentlemen, that's being set up is what I call the snitch system, where government restrictions on every movement via cell phone, drones, and snitchers who tell on their neighbors. In fact, some of the states now are setting it up. This article says state Gestapo form allows complaints against people in a religious service. Churches have felt put out by the various city and state restrictions on assemblies due to the coronavirus pandemic. Similar organizations in some jurisdictions have been treated differently, resulting in First Amendment lawsuits. But now the Virginia, listen to this, Virginia Democratic, my added tone now is, the Virginia Democratic Socialist Marxist BLM governor, Ralph Northam, is ramping up the pressure, according to a religious liberty advocate, providing a number and a means for citizens to snitch on people who violate coronavirus rules, such as attending a religious service without a face mask. Ladies and gentlemen, Ralph Northam is the one that was a pediatrician before going into the political arena. Ralph Northam is the one that says it's okay to murder your baby in the womb, or even if that baby is born, to put that baby on the table and keep him comfortable until he dies or until the mother decides what to do with him. Ralph Northam is the one, ladies and gentlemen, that is the weak-minded socialist Marxist agenda that's taking down monuments all over Virginia today. Ralph Northam is the one that is part of the problem, ladies and gentlemen, not part of the solution in our nation. Here's a article that's a little opposite of that. The Florida Governor Ron DeSantis announced Tuesday that the state will not reimpose sweeping shutdowns amid the rising coronavirus infection. Say, we're not going back to lockdown, would only cripple the economy without saving any lives. Here's an article. South Beach, not wearing a mask can cost you $50 in South Beach. Ladies and gentlemen, it could go to $500 if it's the third offense. Right now in Savannah, Georgia, they've just instituted the restriction on mask. If you do not have a mask and you're seen in the public, that can be a $500 fine for the first offense. Ladies and gentlemen, we have what is called the left's war on science. Here's an article that talks about that. The left's war on science. Today's Democratic Party insists that a beautiful full-term human baby just about to be born is really not human at all, but therefore can be slaughtered at will, maybe even after the child is born, just as long as the mother and the doctor agree. Further, this article says the Democratic Party's top leaders also passionately warn that the entire Earth will become uninhabitable within 10 years because of global warming, unless, of course, America goes to full totalitarian socialist rights now and adopts the Green New Deal as estimated cost of $93 trillion. And, of course, it's all about settled science. This is said, ladies and gentlemen, in pun. I hope you understand that. Further, the article says the modern Democratic Party likewise contends that there are more than 100 different genders that never before existed in history. And, of course, it is, if you disagree with that, it's anti-science. These are the people who proudly identify themselves as the party of science and contemptuously dismiss critics and political opponents as science deniers and climate deniers, people who refuse to listen to the science and follow the data. Most recently, throughout the coronavirus pandemic, Democratic leaders and their media propagandists have played their "we listen to science" card more brazenly than ever. Blue state governors and mayors, public health officials have issued sweeping dictatorial orders, quarantining the young and the healthy inside their homes for extended periods of time, allowing big box stores and beer and wine stores and not paint garden and supplies, permitting beachgoers to walk on the beaches. They can walk on wet sand, but dry sand, but not wet sand, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Ladies and gentlemen, it's pointing out the ludicrousy in the left and its war on science, saying that all that they're doing is scientific, and it is absolutely not. But the question begs to be asked and answered. Can the government legally force you to wear a mask? And the answer to that is absolutely unequivocally not. Retailers are caught in the middle, ladies and gentlemen, because many of the stores today are trying to follow governmental orders where the government says that if you don't force your customers to wear masks, then we can shut you down, turn your water off, turn your power off, and in some way hurt you if you do not force the public. Ladies and gentlemen, it's through the legal apparatus, through the licensure and the permits for our professionals and the businesses that's allowing the government through that to force you to wear a mask. Talked with a lady the other day. She said she had gone out to St. John's Town Center to buy some goods and some merchandise, went into two different stores, and they would not allow her to go in because she didn't have on a mask. And she said, fine, I'll go to where I can spend my money without a mask. Ladies and gentlemen, it should be the freedom of choice for the individuals. This is the reason I say we need to restore our freedom. Where's the freedom? Ladies and gentlemen, if the socialist, Marxist, BLM, Democratic Party says that the woman has the right over her own body to say whether or not she murdered that baby in the womb, certainly we should have the right as citizens to determine whether we need a mask or we don't need a mask and whether we're going to or not if we have the right to control our own bodies. Ladies and gentlemen, here's an article that says, not wearing a COVID-19 mask has just been made a crime in the far-left Washington state and New Jersey, New York, and Connecticut, now imposing 14-day quarantines. Everyone in the far-left Washington state, minus a few exceptions, will now have to wear a COVID-19 mask and will be charged with a misdemeanor crime if they fail to do so. Ladies and gentlemen, U.S. health officials say that Americans shouldn't wear masks to prevent coronavirus. And here are three reasons not to wear them, according to one article. The CDC last month said, just last month, I think it was now going back into March, when this was actually a couple of months ago, said it didn't recommend people to use face masks, making the announcement the same day that the first case of person-to-person transmission of coronavirus was reported in the U.S. In January. Here's the point that I want to make, ladies and gentlemen. You ask the question, perhaps, should we wear a mask? By the way, that telephone number is 2-831-0917, 831-0917. Sometimes I get busy and forget to remind you of that. I'm looking at an article here, ladies and gentlemen, and it's from OSHA. And with OSHA, it talks about whether or not masks are needed or whether they're required or whether they're beneficial or harmful. And it's absolutely astounding information that I need to read to you. I'm going to read you the chart, first of all. Number one, it decreases oxygen intake. If you wear a mask, it decreases oxygen intake. I'm looking at the OSHA chart. Breathing through a mask decreases the amount of oxygen we need to live and to be healthy. It increases blood acidity and makes breathing difficult. Number two, increases toxin inhalation. Toxins that we normally exhale as we breathe become trapped in the mask and re-inhaled into the lungs, increasing the symptoms. Number three, it shuts down the immune system. Decreased oxygen intake increases carbon dioxide and toxin intake, putting body under stress, releasing cortisol, and shutting down the immune process. Number four, it increases the virus risk, encourages triggering and the infection from dormant retroviruses already in the body, taking advantage of a weakened immune system due to the wearing of a mask, end quote. Number five, scientifically it is inaccurate. Virologists measure COVID-19 to be 80 to 140 millimeters in size, making the weave of material, mask material, to be the equivalent of a chain-link fence to a mosquito, end quote. Number six, the effectiveness has never been studied. Listen very carefully. Ladies and gentlemen, there's never been a scientific detailed study as to the use of masks and the benefit and the efficacious aspect of wearing a mask. It's been simply shooting from the hip, coming from many of the politicians that have believed those in white jackets to be telling the truth. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, here's part of the article from OSHA talking about the difference between face coverings, surgical masks, and respirators. They are not considered personal protective equipment and are not appropriate substitutes for PPE, such as respirators, et cetera, et cetera. Goes on to say, OSHA has explained that surgical mask alone will not protect the wearer against airborne transmission infection agents for reasons similar to the limitations of a cloth mask. Ladies and gentlemen, they're saying that cloth masks are not beneficial. They're saying that those that even the N95 mask with N95 respirators, somebody must be trained how to use them. They must be cleaned regularly, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The whole point, ladies and gentlemen, we've been told a lie. We've been deceived. We've been lied to by Dr. Tedros with WHO. We've been lied to by Dr. Fauci. Been lied to by Dr. Birx, all in preparation of the coming vaccine that Bill Gates and Melinda Gates Foundation already has being fast-tracked. That will have the chip that can be read by an RFID reader by Uplink Satellite, which they've already contracted to put 500 satellites in space to be able to trace you, to trace me, to trace every human being on the face of the globe after we've been told that we must have the vaccine in order to be free of all the governmental restrictions. Ladies and gentlemen, we're on the fast track of seeing our religious liberties and our freedoms as citizens being destroyed and eviscerated. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to look up, lift up our heads, for our redemption draweth nigh. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us on this podcast. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issue.
And president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located just 1 mile south of I-295. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. Sunday evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study, prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in this same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard every evening, 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM. Tune in and invite others to listen.
Portions of this program may be pre-recorded.